Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Sa puntong ito naman po, ay nako, meron po tayong special guest sa ating programa dahil as mentioned earlier, napakamahalaga po na pagtuunan po natin ng pansin tayong mga kababaihan ang kalagahan ng ating overall health. Kaya ngayong araw po dito sa SBS Filipino, kasama po natin ang isang Certified Integrative Nutrition Health Coach, blogger din po siya, educator, and syempre, isang fit and healthy mommy. Kasama po natin sa programa ngayong umaga, Tara Tan. Magandang araw, Tara!
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me, Nadette. And I'm super happy to be here. Magandang umaga sa lahat.
Ayan. No, I should thank you. Salamat sa iyong oras. I know how busy your schedule is as, a mom. Thank you, Tara, sa iyong oras. Talagang na-appreciate ko yan. Ayan. Okay. We want to get to know you more, Tara. So, chikahan muna tayo tungkol sa iyo, no? Can you tell us something about yourself muna? At if you can share, ano ba yung kwento kung bakit ka napunta dito sa Australia?
Sure, would be happy to. So I'm a proud Pinay. I'm actually from Cebu, and
Bisaya.
Bisaya. And so hello sa mga fellow Cebuanos dyan at sa lahat. And my husband is an engineer. Just tapos meron akong 6-year-old. He just turned 6, si Mateo. So as mentioned, actually I'm a former corporate learning and OD manager. So totally unrelated sa ginagawa ko ngayon.
Yes.
Yes. And yun nga, parang I also have my blog, thefitfoodiemommy.com. In terms of my migrant story naman, very typical probably for most. Pero prior moving to Australia, I actually lived in Singapore. Mga 9 years din kami doon. And the reason was my dad kasi got diagnosed with cancer. He passed away a few years back. But that was like parang typical OFW story talaga.
Wow.
And kaya yun, we lived there 9 years. Pero a lot of people ask, bakit ako napunta dito? Well, it was because I became a mom talaga. My son was born 2015. And alam mo naman, di ba? Like, motherhood changes everything talaga.
Correct.
We couldn't get our PR. Hindi kami naging, I mean, yung husband ko, hindi kasi siya naging PR. So, sobrang, alam mo naman natin, medyo mahal doon sa Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
So, kung hindi ka PR, wala talagang, parang hindi talaga permanent. So we decided to move here in Melbourne 2016 with no family, no relatives, just a few friends. Thankfully naman, praise God, so my husband got a job. So he works now still as a business systems analyst. And then I decided then to parang go full-time as an entrepreneur. So that's when I started my path in health and health and nutrition talaga. So here I am, homeschooling and also a stay-at-home mom while being a health coach.
That's good. Okay. So, bakit ka napunta sa nutrition and health? Ano yung kwento naman doon aside?
Oo, medyo siya, long-winded journey. And to be honest, it wasn't planned at all talaga, Claudette. Like, a lot of people ask, I had a very, humbly speaking, I was really earning well as a corporate HR professional. Pero parang, like I mentioned, it was in 2015, I became a mom. And I think there was a time na I felt so trapped. I was in the corporate career for like 12 years. And I think it was God's provision. A friend of mine introduced me to affiliate marketing. And that's when I got introduced to health and nutrition. Pero I wasn't doing it full-time. I still had my full-time job. But I was doing it on the side. But all of a sudden, I met so many professional health coaches then, and doon ako namulat na, oh my God, like I can actually do something I'm passionate about, health and wellness. And I guess, diba, I mentioned din, I lost my dad kasi to cancer back in 2010. And, it was stage 4, bedridden siya for 3 years. And that was a wake-up call for me. Para naisip ko na, when we lose our health talaga, we lose everything. And I kind of felt the need na I had to do something. Pero I also didn't want to give up as a career woman. Diba? Like, I think when we're used to really being productive, sabi ko, yes, I really want to be a stay-at-home mom, pero I also wanted to have something for myself. And health coaching, I really trained for it. I got introduced to a nutrition school. So I studied for a year. That was when we moved here in Melbourne. Mahirap kasi I was transitioning into a yaya-less kind of life,
di ba?
Kaway-kaway mga mommies dyan. Mahirap kasi Kasi sa Singapore, I had a yaya. So, medyo madali. So, yes. All of a sudden, alas 4 na, wala pa akong ligo. Mm-hmm. pero slowly, I made changes kasi I felt so tired. I felt so exhausted. Mm-hmm. And sabi ko, if I'm gonna quit my corporate job, I also wanna earn on my own. Kaya I got into the nutrition school. I studied for a year. But at the same time, I was also doing another side hustle, another side business to help out then in the income. Pero I also started my blog. A lot of people were asking like, ano ba yung niluluto mo? Kasi diba, we have no choice here. Ha? Tayo talaga magluluto.
Yes. Walang yan.
Walang helper. Walang turuturo. Doon kasi sa Singapore, may mga hawker. So, like, pwede ka lang pumili ng pagkain. And my son was just 2 years old then.
Mm-mm.
And so, I started just going blogging and sharing recipes through my Facebook lang. Wala pa akong blog noon. Kasi nga, I wasn't a business person yet, so to speak. Pero one thing led to another talaga. A lot of people came out and was saying, oh, you know what? Na-inspire ako sa niluluto mo. I want to follow you. Parang, and that kind of gave me an inspiration na, you know, maybe there's something I can do and create that ripple effect. Because I know a lot of moms out there really struggle talaga. And and I'm not perfect. Even until now, I still have my daily struggles. You know,
yes.
I wake up na parang natataranta, anong gagawin. But slowly over the years, you know, I've been at this for like the last 4 years. I kind of learned a thing or two, and that's what I share in my blog, in my programs, and now also in my coaching classes as well.
Wow, what a journey, Tara, no? Nakaka-inspire yung iyong story, but you know, I'm not yet a mom, no, but of course, one of these days, hopefully in God's time din. Masunod ko yung iyong path na talagang na-master mo na siguro yung routine mo, no, every day. Although nasabi mo nga na syempre hindi perfect, may mga days talaga na you know, you just don't wanna be a mom, you just wanna lay down.
Yes.
Ayaw mong gawin yung responsibilities mo kasi minsan nakaka-exhaust din, no. And speaking of yaya, or katulong, yan yung mahirap kasi dito sa Australia. Kasi dito, di ba, ikaw lahat. Sa Pilipinas, meron kang help. Di ba?
Correct.
Oo.
Yes. May mga lola, di ba?
Yes.
Dito kasi, like, when we were starting talaga, like, you know, I want to be very transparent because a lot of people think na buti ka pa, like, you are able to do it. Like, I had my own fear of struggles. There were lots of crying then, as in, like, I went through parang, you know, a kind of, siguro, like, a mild depression. Kasi I was, like, corporate manager, and then all of a sudden, you know, I found myself parang asking, like, tama ba tong ginagawa ko? Like, should have I gone back to work? Pero when I saw my son, you know, every time he's so happy talaga with me, he was 2 years old and he kept saying, Mommy, don't go to office. Parang mga ganun, like little things talaga. And sabi ko, you know, this is what I'm meant to do. Kaya I'm so thankful nga din na, I mean, like one thing led to another. Kaya it's good then to be resourceful talaga. So I went out there, like really searched for other options. I didn't want to give up my profession. So, which is a good thing kasi my learning and development background taught me about coaching then, about people development. And that's kind of what I do. Yun nga lang now, it's different, right? I kind of coach naman people how to live healthier. So it kind of marries beautifully then, thankfully.
Okay, that's so good. And speaking of health coach, ano ba exactly yung ginagawa mo?
Yes, because I know some people might say, ano ba yan? Like, are you a nutritionist? Are you a dietitian? So a health coach is a supportive mentor. It's he or she is a trained facilitator or guide, and we focus more on helping clients through food and lifestyle changes talaga, and more personalized one-on-one lifestyle plans. So, di ba nga, when we think about healthy, it's not just about what we eat, tama, di ba? It's also about it's really holistic yung approach namin. So, as a health coach, we focus of course on nutrition, like what you eat, so may mga meal plans ganyan. But also on fitness, on exercise, like how can you have like a fitness routine, and also relationships then to that, like career, and even spirituality. So it's very holistic in approach, and different ways, you know, like some health coaches, they even become like health authors. Like for me, I just published my first ebook. Some
good.
Go out there and, you know, they do public engagements, and some even go and start their health and wellness restaurants or maybe even food companies. So, and right now, I also work with some corporate organizations on workplace wellness, lalo na ngayon, ngayong panahon. So, yes. I run online workshops then. I do meal prep programs. So, and of course, through my blog then. It's a lot about serving others, giving a lot of resources, both paid and also free resources to how to live, eat healthier, move better, think better talaga, and also feel better.
Mm, okay.
So very holistic ang approach niya.
Looks like you're still busy kahit na nasa kahit na ano ka tawag nito sa work from home ka. So can you tell me naman Tara, ano yung struggles din? Kasi na-share mo na kanina yung struggle ng pagiging corporate worker and a mom at the same time. Pero may struggle ka din ba being being a full-time mom at the same time working from home as well? Tas may remote learning din yung anak mo, hindi ba?
Yes, absolutely. Like you know, I think as women, and not just moms, we're wired to serve people, right? Like we're wired to think about other people's well-being, and that we put ourselves last, diba?
Yes.
And diba? Like that's very typical, especially for us. Like sometimes we feel na okay, if wala ako, hindi ako gigising na maaga, parang hihinto ang buong mundo.
Yes. Superwoman.
Diba? Superwoman yung ano? And I think that's a gift for us as women. Mm-hmm. But for me, and I struggle with that every single day. You know, like I said, and I'm very transparent naman when I blog, there are really a lot of days na painful days,
yes.
Parang sakit sa ulo days, ganyan, exhausting. But for me, siguro some of the things that has helped me is number one, slow down.
Okay.
You know, like it's really about slowing down. I know it's easier to do, pero it's also easy not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for me, it's less about balance. I know people might say, okay, how can I have a balance? Like, I don't have like a balanced life talaga per se, pero for me, it's all about making priorities.
Mm-hmm.
So, we all have 24 hours, but less is always more. Like, instead of me having like to think about 20 things in a day, I try to pin it down to siguro like top 3.
Yes.
I want to accomplish that day. Like, para hindi masira yung ulo ko. Like, ano ba yung kailangan kong
gawin?
Exactly. So, yes. And I don't know with you, pero planning is something that I've kind of para bang baliktad nga eh. When I was in the corporate, parang less planning. But now that I'm stay at home, parang kailangan planado, di ba?
Mas matrabaho.
Tama. Kaya full-time job talaga, di ba? When you're at home. Like, especially right now, a lot of people really struggle. So, for me, like, identifying siguro top 3 things you want to accomplish that day. Like, list it down. Kasi when we don't put it into writing, nakakalimutan talaga siya. Nakakalimutan siya. If it's not scheduled, it's not real. So, that's what I always tell my clients. Like, you know, like list down what you want to accomplish for that day and include there something for yourself. So, it's not just, okay, for someone or for work, pero for me, like, carve out time for yourself. Like, first 20 minutes of the day for me talaga, non-negotiable ko, that's for me.
Sa'yo yan.
You know, like, para sa akin yan. Parang sabi ko, like, okay, like, siguro that 23 hours could be for my family, for my work, pero I want na, kahit yung first 20 minutes, like, I don't even, like, check my mails, I don't even check my, siguro I'll just check my message, baka may emergency or something, pero that's like a minute or two, I put down my phone, I hop into, right now, I'm more into yoga.
Yes.
Kasi, are you into yoga ba?
I did yoga back in Phils, but I here na, iba na, parang ano na, iba na yung lifestyle ko.
Iba na ba?
Pero nakikita ko yung mga posts mo, Tara, and I'm so inspired that you know, you have that time, that me time for yourself na talagang nakakapag-stretching ka through your yoga practice.
I try. Because feeling ko kasi, when, you know, there are days na hindi talaga kaya. Pero, nako, those are like the crazy days, tsaka very irritable. Like, and I think it's because, you know, we can never serve in an empty bottle, right? Like,
yes,
we can never,
agree.
And we have to fill our cups, right? Well, we all hear that. So, for me, just 20 minutes or kahit even 10, you know, start with 10 minutes, start with 5 minutes. Kasi the more you do that for yourself talaga, your body will crave for it. And trust me, you know, self-care, a lot of people think na ay parang selfish, no? Like it's all about yourself. Pero in fact, self-care is all about service, you know. We show up for the best talaga. And when you fill your cup, you're actually able to be there better. You know, you're happier, you're less irritable, like
yes.
I was saying. And mas matutulungan mo yung mga anak mo or your partner for that matter.
Mm-mm.
So that's my tip, like slow down, carve out time for yourself and also watch what you eat. Bakit? Some people think, that's okay kasi, diba? And exercising naman. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there's what we call the food mood connection kasi. Like what you eat kind of really dictates how you feel. So food is energy. So So and not a lot of people, you know, like of course they say okay, kasi chocolate make me happy, diba?
Or diba?
Like, and that's okay kasi gusto ko din chocolate naman. Pero in terms of what you eat, I'm not saying that give up what you love to eat. In fact, I eat pasta, you know, I eat mga ice cream and all. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, some people think, nagra-rice po ako. Pero it's all about going siguro for more whole food. So mm-hmm. try to incorporate, let's say, raw. When I say raw food, like yung hindi niluluto. So syempre, and the good thing here naman, diba, with Melbourne and, or Australia for that matter, very accessible yung mga fresh food or mm-hmm. fresh produce. So less processed, less refined food, and try to reduce yung refined sugar. Because when you go for refined sugar, and especially also caffeine, for example, if you have too much of that, mm-hmm. it gives you sugar spike. So parang tataas yung energy mo, pero a few minutes after, you get sugar crash. So punta ka naman ng pantry.
Yes, hanap ka na naman ng makakain.
Yes, kaya for me, like, meal prepping is something I really advocate. And you know, in my blog, I give a ton of free recipes there.
Mm-mm.
I give free videos as well, how you can do meal prepping. So that's something I really want to share out there to people as well.
Mm-mm. Tara, paano yun? Kasi sinasabi nila, di ba, na dapat ano ka din, hindi mo din i-deprive yung sarili mo sa mga simple pleasures. So it's all about balance, hindi ba?
Tama.
Pero syempre, mas mag-increase ka dun sa whole food, sa gulay, sa prutas. Tama, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Oo.
Yes, of course. And, you know, like, personally, I'm not vegan. Like, people might say, ano ka ba? Like, hindi ka ba kumakain ng karne?
Uh-oh.
I do. Kumakain po ako ng lechon.
I love lechon.
I love lechon. Pero, it's all about moderation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I always say na, there's this concept na bio-individual tayo. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Meaning, what works for you, Claudette? Like, you know, if you feel like, okay, gusto mo kumain ng more carbs or more rice, baka for me, that wouldn't work. Siguro ako, mm-hmm. I might need a little bit more protein. So, and that's something I teach talaga, like finding what works for you. Pero mm-hmm. going back to what you say, in terms of balance, you know, like plant-based food, the good thing naman about it, you can even put more plants into your pasta, into your pizza, into mm-hmm. your, even like for me, I even have recipes na zucchini brownies, or like you can put pumpkin in brownies. You know, there's a lot of options out there.
Para-paraan.
So, yes, para-paraan. And you know, like my son, in fact, a lot of people think, ano ba yung kinakain ng anak mo? Like, do you cook differently? Ako, like, I don't have time as much as you don't have, right? Kaya I try not to cook too much. Kaya nga meal prepping. So, it's all about planning din. Kung ano yung kinakain ko, I try to feed it to my son. Pero, syempre, I take into mind ano yung gusto niya. So, meatballs, for example. So, try to sneak in as much vegetables there. Pwede mong i-grate, like carrots or zucchinis, ganyan. Di nila malalaman, promise. Like, they wouldn't know. Kasi nga, or even chocolate. And also, you can go for food swaps. So, ano ba yung food swap? So, for example, instead of refined sugar, yung white sugar, you replace it with something else like honey. Or you can replace it with pure maple or coconut sugar, which is low glycemic kasi yun. So, mas hindi ka magugutom, so to speak, even if you use it. So, low carb. So, even fresh fruits like bananas, you can replace your usual sugar with mashed banana or dates. So those are lots of options talaga. And it's all about being resourceful and being creative din. You know, like don't be scared to explore ingredients. And like you said, if you need help, you know, go for someone na makakatulong din. You know, there's a lot of resources there in the internet, or you can go to my website then. There's lots of free stuff in there.
Oh, Tara, sa ating pagbabalik, more about self-care ang ating pag-uusapan, at we'll also discuss about your ebook naman mamaya-maya. Sa pagbabalik lang po yan ng SBS Filipino. Nagbabalik po ang ating programa. Time check muli, 10:47 ang ating oras, at syempre kasama pa rin po natin si Tara sa kabilang linya. Tara, are you still there? Ayan.
Yes, I'm still here.
Ayan. Tara, speaking of meal prep, pag-usapan natin quickly itong meal prep. Hindi ba mahirap? Kasi parang pag sinabi kong, pag iniisip kong meal prep, parang maghahanda ako ng pagkain for the whole week para sa buong pamilya. How do you do that? May time ka ba?
Like, Actually, like, on the contrary, kaya nga siya, kailangan natin mag-meal prep kasi wala tayong oras, right? Like, imagine, kasi like, I right now kasi my father-in-law is also here, so I'm cooking for four. So I have one picky eater kasi minsan hindi ko makain yung anak ko kung anong niluluto. Pero, and siguro, I wanna put it out there, when you think about meal prep, you don't have to cook for the entire 7 days. If you're just starting, you can prep good for 2 to 3 days. Kasi some people might think na, ayokong kumain ng the same food, right? Like for the entire week. Pero for me kasi, number one, planning is key. So, syempre, instead of just going to the grocery na, kung ano yung makikita mo, yun yung bibilhin mo, tsaka ka magpa-plano na ano yung lulutuin, right? So, you can just spend 10 minutes or less, you know, sit down, ano ba yung pwede, breakfast, mains, and then snacks. So, in terms naman kasi of like mains, pwede din na you don't have to cook the dish yet. Yung tinuturo ko minsan is you can, for example, prep two types of protein. So, siguro meron kang fish or like ibibake mo, yung isa igigrill mo. Tapos, you have roasted veggies, for example. Or gusto mo pwede din soup. Para, you know, time comes, let's say, on Wednesday or like Tuesday, you can just put that together. You can put that with rice. You can put that with pasta or with a side salad. So, it's all about you don't have to prep for the entire week if hindi pa sanay. Pero if may meron ka ding freezer, then pwede mo siyang i-freeze, di ba? I mean, you also have to take into mind yung storage. So timing-wise, siguro for me kasi I carve out usually either Saturday. I cook twice in a week generally. So
twice
para
lang?
Instead of having to cook, for example,
night.
Like for the... Yeah, every night, right? Like, especially kasi if maghihiwa ka, ilang oras yan, right? Like, if you do that every night.
Exactly.
So, yeah, tama. So, there's, you know, when you think about meal prep, it could even be as simple as start with chopping up all your onions, all your garlic, or, for example, like, washing ahead your vegetables for your salads para nakastore na siya sa fridge para by the time na gagamitin mo siya, mas madali na lang. Mas, you know, it will take you less time. Mm. But you can also pre-cook, for example, your rice. Why do we have to cook rice every night when you can cook good for 3 days, di ba? Tapos you portion it, and then you store it in airtight containers, lagay mo sa freezer. So in that way, you just have to reheat it. So it saves you so much time in that way. Pero for me, planning is key talaga siya. Pero syempre, build some flexibility din. Kasi like, sometimes kasi yung anak ko, mommy, I wanna have pizza. Pero so you can just make pizza at home instead of buying, diba? Mas makakasave ka pa din. So for me, number one, you know, you look at then plan ano yung gustong kainin ng family mo. Go get some inspiration, hop into mga food blogs or even Pinterest. There's lots of opportunities, or maybe my ebook. There's about 65 recipes in there. And then after that, like when you also search your pantry, syempre mas gusto mong gamitin kung ano nang meron ka kasi we also want na ma-maximize natin ano nung resources natin, right? And really carve out time, like schedule it. Sunday, or is it like in the middle of the week? And then even involve your family kasi that's very important din para it doesn't feel like a chore for you, parang feeling mo ikaw lang yung parating nagluluto. So sometimes I ask my husband, okay lang ba ikaw eto for this day ganyan, or my son din kasi he enjoys cooking then at this age.
Oh wow, 6 years old, marunong na magluto. That's good, manakay mommy. Okay, Tara, tell us about your ebook. How did you come up with this? May mga healthy recipes ka dito, over 65 recipes, is that correct?
Yes. So wow. It's called Healthy Cooking Made Easy. Ano ba, yung inspiration ko, it came out like 2 years ago when a friend asked me, I was just starting my blog then, she was just asking me, uy, meron ka bang cookbook? Pero at that time, parang sabi ko, like, who am I to like create something, right? Pero parang, I guess through the years, it's really a compilation of all the recipes that I myself, you know, have designed and also have tried. So tried and tested po lahat ng recipes by my own family and also by my friends. Because some of the recipes there are in my blog, pero there's about 15 new recipes not published ever. And there's like a choice of breakfast, appetizers, snacks, mains, desserts, smoothies, and drinks. So there's, and also meron siyang sample meal plans na pwede niyong sundin for a week. And then it's all about making healthy cooking easier, na hindi complicated, and saka less time consuming talaga, and syempre budget friendly. I try to use din kasi like more locally available ingredients here, and also more plant based and gluten free. If merong iba dyan, medyo conscious talaga when it comes to taking grains, and also dairy free and refined sugar free. So hopefully, you know, like people will also see the benefit. And there's lots of families already, like mostly my friends and also the followers of mine, who have started to benefit. And they've been sharing their recipes talaga. They were telling me, you know, oy, at last, yung anak daw nila, kumakain na ng gulay. So, you know, like those little stories talaga are very inspiring to see na people are making small changes every day, right, in what they eat, starting with what they eat.
Mm-hmm. At syempre maaari ka ding sundan ng ating mga tagapakinig sa iyong mga social media accounts at syempre sa iyong mga sa iyong vlogs, no, sa YouTube.
Yes. So I do have yung website ko, thefitfoodiemommy.com. Mm-hmm. And I also have my Instagram, fitfoodiemommy, and also my Facebook, fitfoodiemommy. And then also yung YouTube ko. I sometimes post there some of my videos then. But right now, I really hang out both in Instagram and Facebook talaga. And in fact, I do mga challenges. Next week, I'll do again my live cook. So I usually do parang live cooks with Tara. And yun, so they should watch out. Kung gusto nila, if they wanna cook along with me.
Mm-mm. So pwede kaming manood and then live cooking. Tapos pwedeng sabayan ka ding magluto. Ganon.
Tama. Yes, wow. And it's free. I usually give out those free challenges, you know, just especially during this time, a lot of people really struggled in kasi with healthy cooking. So it's my way talaga of just helping moms and even, you know, like generally women or even mga papa din.
Yes.
Nag-struggle.
Oh, kasi it's so easy to buy takeaway kasi lalo na kapag you have a very busy schedule. But as you said, parang sa in-explain mo nga, Tara, parang madali lang naman kung nagpaplano ka. Kung may time ka magplano. Oo.
Tama. And then and the thing with kasi with home cooked food, you can control, right? You can control yung sugar, yung salt, and you would know ano yung quality din ng ng ingredients na nilalagay mo. So you can it's definitely much healthier din.
Oo, kung alam mo yung anong nilalagay mo sa pagkain, correct.
Tama.
Oo. Kasi conscious din yung iba. And yes. Finally, Tara, so self-care, anong tips and mensahe para sa ating mga women out there na medyo nagsistruggle nowadays?
I know, and you know, it's really a difficult time para sa lahat. Pero for me kasi, you know, this too will pass. I think it starts with that belief na, you know, like, matatapos din to eventually. But for now, like, practice mindfulness talaga in daily small ways. People might think, ano ba yung mindfulness? It can start with as simple as deep breathing. Breathing is something people parang unconsciously do. Pero in fact, it can help a lot in terms of relieving your stress. I in fact did a mindfulness challenge in August, and they can still hop on into that group. I give like para mga mindfulness practices, like how you can eat mindfully, how you can even go mindful walking. Meron mga ganun, like simple practices, daily habits. Going outdoors is something for me very important talaga. You don't have, syempre, here in Melbourne, right? Naka-lockdown pa rin kami, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Pero just going out, you know, getting fresh air, getting sunlight, very important between 9 to 11 or 9 to 10 a.m. And that's the best time for you to go out talaga. And it really kind of grounds you. Also, start a new hobby, like focus on growing yourself. I know a lot of people are into plants. I myself am into plants.
Are you a plant mom?
Yes, starting lang. Are you ba?
Yes,
plantita,
I don't have much, pero I do have indoor plants and a few outside din.
Oh, diba? Like it really helps. You know, some people might say,
therapy.
Ay, ano ba yan? Like, plant, it's trending, but there's a lot of benefits with that. Like,
agree.
You can go into painting, like, go for something that will soothe and relax you. And also, move more, like at least 20 to 30 minutes a day, or even 10 to 15 minutes, because exercising, it releases happy hormones.
Yes.
Okay, so, meron mga, di ba, what we call like serotonin, it's a hormone, and that helps talaga with your happiness. Kaya, for me, I personally like to work out in the morning. I know some people gusto sa gabi, but for me, it doesn't work that way. Hindi ako nakakatulog pag gabi ako nag... parang yung taas ng energy ko.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I mentioned din, allocate time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Eto, allocate time for worry. Bakit? Mm-hmm. Kasi like, sometimes it's easy for us to go into the rabbit hole of reading negative news. Alam mo yun, like going into Facebook. So, for me, like, I stopped myself doing that kasi parang ang bigat ng feeling ko after. Instead, yeah, I read news pero like 5 minutes lang and that's it. Tapos na yung worry time ko for the day. And then, you know, go for inspiring books, listen to podcasts. I like Gabrielle Bernstein and also Brené Brown. Those are two of the people talaga who helped me. They focus more around mindfulness and also spirituality. Like, when we think about spirituality, I want to put it out there. It's not just about being religious. Like, you know, some people, it's really just about meditating, for example. Give 10 minutes of your time. Think about three things you're grateful for that day. I know some people might say, parang ang cliche, like, hindi ako maganyan na, you know, meditate. Meditating doesn't have to be on a mat. You don't have to be in a room with candles and all. Like, mm-mm. It can be as simple as quiet time. Especially mm-mm. right now, diba, Claudette, like, we're bombarded with so much negativity talaga, mm-mm. as in. Pero, diba, like, the good thing lang is we can control what happens inside of us. And that really starts with, you know, like thinking of ano bang meron tayo ngayon, you know, feeling grateful of what we have. Kasi, you know, science tells us now we can't feel grateful and anxious at the same time.
Mm-mm.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Ayan. Tara, sobrang dami kong natutunan. I'm very grateful sa iyong oras. Once again, salamat sa pagbahagi mo ng iyong kwento. Once again, nakasama natin muli si Tara Tan dito sa SBS Filipino. Ayan.
Thank you so much for having me and magandang araw sa lahat.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.